sunshine go away today. I don't feel much.
Tired of hiding from the power of the Arizona sun? It's time you learn how to harness that power. We've got the solar experts from Harmon Solar here to tell you how. Now back to Rosie on the House.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much. Great big Arizona, good morning to all of our homeowners and listeners. An Arizona Saturday tradition for 26 years. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where we're going to take your calls on anything you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin at the toll-free number of 1-888-767-4348. We do this hour have our Rosie-certified solar experts, the Kings from Harmon Solar. And are you confused about solar? Boy, I sure am. Have they taken away all the incentives? Have they taken away all the tax rebates? Are they keep changing the rules? You saw this flare up of net metering issue that hit the media and the courts and the Corporation Commission at the end of last year. Well, we're going to try and sort through all of that and kind of take you through it step by step. But before we bring in the Kings, I'd like to recognize as a fact, Arizona is recognizing Volunteer Week. So we reached out to our favorite volunteer organization, Habitat for Humanity, and we said, hey, guys, y'all got somebody over there y'all really want to give a slap on the back? And they said, boy, we sure do. We'd like to recognize Daryl.
Better than a slap in the face.
That's better than a slap in the face. This is a slap on the back, buddy. This is a back slapping attaboy. Daryl Eschbach. And he started as a volunteer in 2000 while he was still working at ASU. He was eventually put in charge of the deconstruction crew. Now, you know what? That's something I could do. They call it the decon crew. And he breaks down homes that are about to be demolished or renovated and salvages anything of value to put into the restore. They've done MLB commissioner's home, Bud Selleck, tore it down to the ground. They did produce magnate Willie Aituli. Huh? How about that? Think they found some bad cabbage in the cabinets? Both Daryl and Habitat would like to see more decon crews form because right now they have to turn some projects down mainly because of timing and distance. Most of the crews in the East Valley, and they'd love to get another crew up and running in the near future. So if you're interested, contact Habitat for Humanity and you too can become a volunteer as effective and impactful to the community as Daryl Eschbach. Thank you, Daryl, for all your time and efforts.
They've really grown as a nonprofit. When I started working with Rosie on the House, it was building new homes. Then shortly after, the restores came, and then they started doing remodels, yeah. And now the deconstruction crew. It's a great group of people.
Well,
great organization.
A hand up, not a handout. That's the reason we support them.
Amen.
All right, let's get to the topic on hand, solar. Let's find out if you've got any questions that you're contemplating about solar and you haven't want to get a sales or estimating consultant out to the property and you want to just talk through this with somebody in a non-intimidating fashion, I've got Dan and Julie King here in studio this morning exactly for that purpose. Some of you listeners have come to the conclusion that I am not a solar energy fan, and that's not correct. What I say, and I believe what the Kings will, in fact, support with me, is it's not for everybody. And many of the companies out there are trying to convince everyone it's for them. And that's where I get the crawl. That's where I get the burr under my saddle, right there. It wasn't but about 7 years ago, I was driving down Northern Avenue, and it was about 35th Avenue, and there was a solar company putting on panels. I had to stop and knock on the door and see who lived in the house. It was a widow. The roof couldn't have been any less than 40 years old. The shingles were curling up. You could almost see through the underlayment, places you could see the plywood, and these people were mounting solar panels on that roof. I actually chased them off the job. I saved the woman the rest of her investment, and we eventually ended up getting a new roof on her house, and then she could go with solar if in fact. But she was kind of arm-twisted into that deal, and they weren't watching out for her. So if you've got questions on solar, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Let me bring in the conversation right now. Mr. King, Mr. and Mrs. King, thank you all for coming in. They're still changing the rules on this. It seems like almost every day.
Yeah, it's still very confusing. Good morning, Rosie and Romy.
Yeah, you betcha. Thanks for joining us on Saturdays. We're used to giving up our Saturdays, you know, but this is a family time that we're cutting in on for everybody else.
Are y'all on your way to another staycation?
You know, it's actually funny. Tomorrow we are going up to the winery. Not today.
Very good. Very good. All right, so summer's coming. It marks a great time. Awareness kind of is brought to the forefront. Okay, my energy bills are going to start spiking here pretty soon. We've thought about solar for a few years. Do we? Don't we? Where do you take somebody like that?
Well, it's really incredible this week when we hit 90, finally, we see an uptick in activity. So people are definitely thinking about it. I think the first step would be to contact, you know, a company like ours and get a solar consultant out there to take a look at, to see if you are right for solar, as you said, Rosie.
And there are homes that just aren't right. What would you consider a not right home?
Well, obviously any home that has any structural or roofing issues, you know, you'd want to make sure that you take care of that beforehand. You know, really the only other issues that would make a home not right would be the roof just isn't facing the right direction with the knife real estate, if you will, up there to put solar panels on it, or an overabundance of shade from whatever, you know, whether it's trees, chimneys, you know, power lines, you know, whatever it is, obviously that has an effect on it as well.
I mean, the ideal house, and I mean, we can orientate the panels. You have mounting panels, so you can twist them and slant them and do anything you want with them. I mean, the ideal house is the front door faces east, backyard faces west. It's a big old long house with a big empty roof facing to the west.
you want the roof, actually. The best production would be going due south.
Okay.
Although western-facing roofs are pretty good because you get the afternoon sun when you really need it in the afternoon in the summertime.
Okay. So summer, south-facing, west-facing are ideal. But a north-facing can work. You just put them up on the jacks on the backside of the gable and you're done.
You know, they will. And in Arizona in the summertime when the sun's so high, you actually get not a significant amount of reduced production. The problem with that is you typically have to what we call fish gill, you know, or reverse tilt. You encounter structural issues, which again goes back to your issue with some installation contractors not paying attention. That requires a different installation method and structural engineering because of the uplift potential by reverse tilting the solar panels. So it's and then you cause shade as well on the panels down below. So it's a difficult installation.
Well, let's talk a little bit. You know, the federal government gave the solar industry a huge shot in the arm, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, I'm not sure on the date.
Maybe not quite 10 years ago. But heavily incentivized homeowners to consider solar. I thought it had a lot of foresight. I thought the industry needed that. We were paying, y'all, when you first did your house, you were paying what, a kilowatt for the equipment?
Oh, our house, we installed it at about $6 a watt.
You were pioneers. You did it early. Yeah. And now that same equipment is at what?
You can get it at a 50% or less than what it was 4 years, 5 years ago.
And that federally mandated incentive really is what drove the demand and the research to drive those costs down.
Absolutely.
It accomplished exactly what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, the combination of the tax credit and the local utility incentives and the net metering rules are obviously the driving force. And there was something that happened, I want to say, not 10 years ago, but maybe 5 or 6 years ago, when they had a cap on the federal tax credit. And then they removed the cap. So it was 30% without a cap. And that's what really was the motivation. I think when that happened, that's when the industry really started to blossom.
Fantastic. So we've driven the cost down. We've made it affordable. It doesn't necessarily mandate all those incentives to make sense. A lot of people, a lot of homeowners are saying, well, if the government's not going to pay for it, I'm not going to do it.
No, I mean, APS right now, you know, doesn't have any utility incentives. So we went into this year with the first year where there was no utility incentives. And I think it still makes as much sense, if not even more financial sense now than it did when the utility incentives were at $3 or $4 a watt, because the cost to install and the financing mechanisms that we have available to us today make it even more viable for customers.
The ingenuity of the industry, right?
Yeah. And the tax credits are still available.
Yes,
and the tax credits are still available. And they were available at one time, both federally and state, right? Both are still in place?
Yeah. Still, yes.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, we're going to cover solar. If you'd like to ask any question, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Calls are loading up. Romy, what have you got for us right there, buddy?
We'll start with Sean. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I have a company, and I couldn't remember their name even if I tried. But they've been calling me for the last couple of weeks, and they want to send someone out to my house to talk with me. And what they've been, from what I understand, what they've been saying is that there's like government grants that I might qualify for like up to like $4,000 or $5,000, and they want to show me how to get this free money. And they haven't said solar, but I researched the phone number, and it's a solar company, so I'm assuming that's what they're trying to sell me eventually. But they said the grants had something to do with environmental upgrades for your home.
That's Sean, right?
Yeah, it is Sean.
Good morning, Sean. I'm not familiar with that. From a solar perspective, you know, there may be grants available for certain things, but obviously the biggest thing for solar right now is still the 30% federal tax credit and the local Arizona state tax credit of 10% up to $1,000.
I think you're right by not allowing them out. It doesn't sound like somebody that's got your best interest as a homeowner in mind. If something doesn't feel right, it's probably not. So
I'm always a little bit skeptical when the solicitation comes by a phone bank. I mean, they don't know you. They're cold fishing. And I'm not saying everyone that does cold calling isn't a great person, but it's one of the areas that sets off alarms in my head. I mean, if you're researching it and you're digging into the information, that's one thing. But to just have, particularly these guys that call for air conditioning quotes over, that they've never been to your house, they have no idea the age of your equipment, and they're quoting over the phone, just trying there to get to the property. Once they're on the property, it gets ugly from there. Ah, I don't know. When we get back, it's more with Harmon Solar, your questions about the industry. I would say Sean should call Harmon.
Yeah, we can absolutely see if there's anything that we can do from a solar perspective.
Send a free rep out to the property and take a look at it. And the number he would call?
The number that he'd call is 1-800-281-3189, or you can always go to harmonsolar.com. There's a free solar consult button on the homepage.
Fantastic. We'll be right back, y'all.